Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Between the lights and sounds, a pro sports game can sometimes be a tough place for somebody with autism. But KYW's Andrew Kramer reports the Flyers are hoping to change that.
There's a sensory-friendly lounge at the Wells Fargo Center. It used to be a once-a-season thing, but now it'll be open during one home game a month. And while we were here to check it out, Carrie stopped by with her 17-year-old son, Jack, who has autism.
My son was trying to watch the game from our seats and had his hands over his ears and just said, this is too loud. And so we walked back into the hallway, and I knew there was a sensory room, so here we are.
How's he been since he's come in here?
He's been happy. I think it'll censor him a little bit more, and then we'll be able to go back out.
And while we were interviewing neuropsychologist Jennifer West-Gavin, who will be at all the sensory-friendly nights this season with her companion dog, Lullaby, Jack stopped over to say goodbye because he was ready to head back in the arena.
You see them calm down. How does that make you feel to see?
Oh, my goodness. It's a fist pump.
Nice meeting you.
It feels wonderful. They just need a break, and they come in, and they just have big smiles on their face. They pet her. She gives, you know, a response back to them. They'll sit down with her. She rolls over, and they just totally enjoy it.
There's also a sensory-friendly room at the Link, which the Eagles built this season. At the Wells Fargo Center, Andrew Kramer, KYW News Radio.